associating so much with these generational curses. When we have our own generational blessings,
your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 to 40. And today I'll be teaching on the three fires of Elijah. And let's see how the power of God will meet us. Glory to God. I read, "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there." Now, the Bible reveals about seven times that we see fire falling from heaven. We see fire falling in the ministry of Moses, of David, after the plague of Solomon at the dedication of the temple. But this man, Elijah, alone, we see fire falling from heaven three times. This man alone brings down fire from heaven three times. Okay? And so we had a lot to learn about this man that is a specialist in bringing fire down from heaven. Now, it is a good thing to study spiritual symbols, especially those of the Spirit, like fire, water, oil, rain, dove, using New Testament mindset. And many things that we see in the New Testament, unless we consider them in the Old Testament, we might not see the full spectrum of the workings of God in that aspect. Because the New Testament is dedicated mainly to redemption. Mainly to redemption. So many of the things that you see, especially in the epistles, is about redemption. And so, if you want to learn things about the movings of the Spirit of God in the New Testament, you must go to the Old Testament to see the possibilities of the Spirit of God in the lives of men. So let me give an example. There is nowhere in Acts of the Apostles or in the epistles where food is multiplied. You don't see it in the epistles. You don't see it in the Acts of the Apostles. But you see it in the Old Testament. You see it in the ministry of Jesus. So if it is the epistles alone, you might be restricted, because you will say that we don't see in the epistles things being multiplied, but the possibility is there. Hallelujah. We don't see the divine turnarounds like we see in the life of Mordecai, of Daniel, in the epistles or in the Acts of the Apostles, but we see them in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And that is why the apostles always made reference to the Old Testament, because the New Testament, the focus of the New Testament, is our redemption in Christ Jesus. If you want to see the full spectrum of the operations of the Spirit of God in the lives of men, then you must look at the New Testament and look at the Old Testament with the eyes of the New Testament. Now, Elijah appears suddenly like the new creation. And then he goes from one form of turbulence to the other, and then we see his humanliness. And then he's taken up. And that is a picture of the life of the believer. And he's so honored that when Jesus stands on the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah is one of those that stands on that mount with him. So these prayers of Elijah have seen that in the midst of the turbulence of Elijah's life, one of the things that answered, that brought him relief, was the fire of God that came from heaven. And there's a lot to learn about this fire in our personal lives. And as the Lord has promised me, tonight, this same fire will land on your lives in the name of Jesus. The first fire we see in the life of Elijah is from that scripture we just read, 1 Kings chapter 18. When the people of God had gone into apostasy, they had gone after Baal, gone after Asherah, gone after other gods, and then Elijah appears and says that there will be no rain except at my word. And after 3.5 years, God sends him to show himself to Ahab, and then he comes, and we see what we refer to as the contest of the gods. Is the contest of the gods. That contest of the gods, it says, you bring a bullock, all you prophets of Baal, and I will bring a bullock. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And they called on their God from morning to evening, caught themselves, and at noon Elijah started mocking them. And then at the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah repaired the altar and put that bullock. He put seeds, he put stones representing each tribe of Israel and poured water, 12 gallons of water upon that sacrifice. And the Bible says that the fire of God fell and consumed the sacrifice and the stones and licked up the water that was there. That was supernatural. This fire is the fire of God's approval. And it is the same fire we call consuming fire. Listen to me well. There are many believers that are true believers, but they are bound by different things. They are bound by bad habits. They are bound by addictions. They are bound, and God loves them. God loves them, but they are bound. This fire is the fire that burns all those things, holding them in bondage and sets them free. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 that we receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us have grace that we might serve God acceptably with godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Many people have said that God is a consuming fire means that if you do anyhow, you will see anyhow. If you waste God's time, God will finish you. No, that's not what the Bible is saying. God comes as consuming fire, as refiner's fire. There are people, and there are some of you listening to me, there are things, compulsive behaviors in your life that you are not be able to get rid of. And people have told you, just speak God's word, you just wait, with time it will go. No, it won't go with time. It goes with fire. It goes with fire. And God has sent me tonight with that fire, that consuming fire, into your car, into your sitting room, into your bedrooms. That thing that's held you bound might break tonight in the name of Jesus. I've seen believers that this has been the thing that bound them, that no matter how much they try, they cannot amount to much. It's as if Satan stands beside them as he stood beside Joshua, the high priest. And that prophet said, is this not, that angel said, is this not a branch that is plucked out of fire? Those tendencies have to be burnt with consuming fire.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. A man of God said it. He said, you can't cast out the flesh and you can't disciple a demon. There are many times that it is the influence of forces that make people do the same thing. They say, oh God, I'm sorry. Oh, but inside them, they know that there is no power to rise up. They know there is no power to rise up above that oppression of the devil. No power to rise up above pornography. No power to rise up above lottery. You know, it's compulsory. Anytime they get money, they must spend it on something. Anytime somebody comes, they don't have the ability to say no. In the name of Jesus, that thing that has held your destiny to ransom, that thing, that hold of darkness is broken right now. Now, there are people, listen to me well, there are people that I have met that the thing that was wrong with them was the work of the flesh. And they used the word of God, you know, and stood on the word of God, and they were discipled, and that thing broke. I've met other people that no matter how, you will hear their cry for deliverance. You will hear their cry from their hearts that I want to be free of this thing. But it's as if there is a force that is bigger than them that holds them to ransom. I knew somebody. He will quote scriptures. He will talk with boldness like this. But there was something about his life that I could not see him live a straight Christian life. I want that. I will pray. And you will talk with more boldness. But the weaknesses, the chains of weakness that held the soul were so hard that I could not break free. Until somebody said that, sir, I saw him walking on the street. And then my eyes were open. I saw two spirits. They were walking with him and whispering into his ears. It is those forces that consuming fire burns. There are people that have come with rejection from the past. And up to now, you will see that up to now, they are still fighting with insecurities, with inferiority complex. They think it's something that if you counsel me, I'll be free. You have done a lot of counseling. You have gone for prayer. They have prayed for you. You have said, oh God, I don't like this thing. But still, it is a stain on your Christian character and testimony. You have come to the right place tonight. Amen. We had somebody that years ago that somebody tried to attempt, just like that, homosexual relationship, tried to attempt that on him. And then he fought it off. But after that, he saw that the urges kept coming up. They kept coming up. That's not ordinary. He himself is not like that. That's not ordinary. It is the force of the devil trying to hold on to his destiny. But God broke that thing. Hallelujah. God broke it. God broke it in pieces. There are many times when we come into Christian meetings. Many times we say we don't expect this. We don't expect this kind of things. You know, these people are born again, so you are legally free. Praise God, you are legally free. And many times people try to exercise authority. But when you try to exercise authority, and it's as if your will has been held bound. That is the reason why God has raised prophets like us. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every form of addiction, every form of holding force upon your heart, every stronghold of the evil one that is militating against your destiny, militating against your Christian life, that you want to open your mouth and pray, it does not come out of your mouth, is shattered right now. He said, the strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. I command in the name of Jesus, every compulsive behavior, strongholds of evil, they are afraid out of their close places now. We were in a meeting, a prayer meeting years ago, and my eyes opened. And when my eyes opened, I saw one of the people that we took to be one of the people that were versed in spiritual things. I saw him, and I saw something white in his belly area. And then I gave the word. I said, there's somebody here. God has put a talent. God has put a gifting inside you, a potential that must come out. It was as if the Spirit of God hit me from behind. It's not I mean, you know, the way you tap somebody, you are not seeing that thing. Well, not that it hit me that my head went forward and I was, no. As for the way you tap somebody, I say, look at it again. I say, look at it again. And I looked again. It was not white. You know when you see white, you know, prophetic things, interpreted prophetic. This was years ago. Interpreted prophetic things can be hazy. So I looked again. And I saw that it was not just white. It was white calabash. I said, I said, scratch that former thing. There is somebody here that there is something inside you that is holding. As I was saying that, it was all of the power of God came upon him. And it was one of the spiritual people that were around. One of the major spiritual people. There are people that are going to church and they are suffering in silence. Yes, There are people that are coming to church and singing and dancing. Good clothes, yes, good perfume can hide many sorrows inside. Absolutely. But they are crying themselves to sleep. And they are saying that, who will deliver me from this sin? I've come with deliverance for you. They have come with deliverance for you. That thing that happened to you in your past, that up till now, it has not gone, that the devil is using as a blackmailing chip for your destiny. Right now, it is shattered in the name of Jesus. Enter into the joy and the liberty of the sons of God in the name of Jesus. I will talk more about this fire in the last of the gospel series. You get that on Telegram. The next one is the fire of judgment. 2 Kings chapter 1, the king of Samaria sends, the king has fallen through a lattice, and he sent people to the priest of Baal to find out whether he will die or he will live. And Elijah met the messengers. He ambushed the messengers. They were going on their own. He ambushed them. He said that, go and tell that your king that he will surely die. He will not come out of that, because he has sent men to Baal to confirm whether he will live or die. He will not come down from that bed. He will die there. And then he left. Then they came back and they were surprised. Why are you so bad so soon? You have gone and come back. He said, no, we met a man. They didn't even know who he was. That is the thing with prophetic utterance. They didn't know who he was, but when the man spoke, his words were weighty enough that they knew that the appointment, the message of the king, had to be cut short because it had become useless. I have the rod of power in my mouth. As I am talking to you, the angels of this anointing are running concerning you. They went back and told the king. The king said, describe how did the man look like? They said the man was hairy. He was wearing a leather girdle around his waist. He said, that's Elijah. That's Elijah. Call the company commander. They called the company commander. He gave them a warrant of arrest. He said, go and bring that man from where he is. And then they went to meet Elijah. And the company commander with his 50 said, come down, man of God, king is looking for you. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you. And the Bible says fire came and consumed that officer and his 50. And then the king sent another company commander, 1 by 50. And the same thing, he said, come down, O man of God. And the same fire from God's kitchen came down and consumed that man and his 50. This is the fire of judgment. I know this, that we world of faith people, we say, you know, devil cannot do anything to me. That's true. The devil cannot come near me. That's not true. The devil cannot do anything to me through legally. So there's nothing. I don't care about anything. Hey, wait. Let me tell you something. And remember this. When Paul was writing his epistle, Paul warned repeatedly about how Satan was resisting, getting advantage, tempting, buffeting, hindering, turning believers. Those are the verbs that Paul used. Getting advantage, hindering, buffeting, turning believers. These are the words that Paul was using concerning believers, resisting. And there are people, you are listening to me, that this is the same thing, that the devil has come with warrants of arrest concerning you. Concerning you, there are some of those warrants that are warrants that were signed by people that know you from the past, that they have come to you. Listen. I had years ago a friend, and I knew that something was wrong. I think I've given this testimony. I knew that something was wrong in the realm of the spirit. In those days, there was no email or anything. He had applied to more than 30 schools in the U.S. Not one of them. He didn't apply for scholarship. He applied. Brilliant, brilliant young man. He was in one of the major universities in Nigeria. He was not a dollar. He was doing a good course in a major university in the Southwest. And he applied to different schools. Not one of them gave him favorable response. Not one. And then one day he came to my house. And he was there in my house, and I went, you know, to just have a season of prayer. As I was praying, my eyes opened. My eyes opened. I saw him in a cage. I saw him in a cage, and I saw a beast like a gorilla through the cage, biting him. He was born again. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. You see, many times when we say things like, can a Christian be possessed? Can a Christian be obsessed? New Testament does not use all those terms. The only term that the Bible uses is demonized. Any influence of the devil at all is called demonized. I saw that foul spirit. I saw that thing all over him, coming, eating. And then, in the name of Jesus, I broke that power. I came down from the prayer place. And I prayed for him. The power of God struck him. I saw lightning come from heaven and hit that fountain, that gorilla. It was not days after that he got a letter of admission. After more than 30 years, that he got a letter of admission that he should come and do school there. Now he has a PhD from one of the Ivy League schools in the US. This was years ago. He would have been doing like that, going here. When I talked to him later, he said that there was a time that my father came to the house and buried things and gathered three children, and one man came and said some things and buried things. But that thing was consumed. It was uprooted by the fire of God's judgment. Hallelujah. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Concerning you, the slain of the Lord shall be many. Why should you be enduring this kind of buffeting? It's not ordinary. A woman wants to marry, at the point where she's supposed to marry, the marriage, everything scatters. And people have encouraged you the first time, it's better to have a broken relationship than to have a broken marriage. You say, okay, the second time it happened the same way. The third time it happened the same way. That's not ordinary. Somebody told me, he came and met me, and he's in his 50s. He told me, he said that every time a business comes, I have this, when it comes to, that is, we have gone far with this thing. It's almost time for payment. Then I have this same dream. In that dream, I see myself back in my secondary school. And as soon as that thing happens, everything falls through. It's as if everybody removes their hand, as if they don't want to do it again. I say, Ayaba. If you have a dream, you are in a secondary school, it's natural. It might not be. But for you to have the same dream over and over again, and the consequences of the dream, they are the same. That's not ordinary. Wait, so I will give the word of command. I will give the faith command. Everything that has held down your destiny, everything like those captains, the Bible talks about powers, authority. It means that they are organized. And they told the prophet from up there, he said, come down. There are people, it is at the point where their glory is supposed to come, that they will hear a voice telling them, come down. One of my sons told me of somebody, someone in his church, that had applied to over 500 places for job. 500, over 500 places. Everywhere rejection. Over 500. I said, he has endurance. Over 500, he will appear, apply the same thing. And then I told him, I said, you have to take authority. You know, many times we tell people, you know, just rise up. There are people that don't have the power in their hearts to rise up. And that is why God has raised prophets like us for you. What rising up of the prophet for him? When he finished, he got a job within a week. He got a job paying thousands of dollars. Within a week, he got a job paying thousands of dollars. Why? Because those forces had held his destiny and told him, man of God, come down. When those people came, they didn't say, hey, you, come down. They even acknowledged. That means that forces will acknowledge, yes, you're a man of God, but come down. We know you're a Christian, but come down. We know you are saved, you are tongue-talking, but come down. Why are people, the same sickness, things are moving in your body, moving from here, moving from there. The judgment of God is coming upon those amens. I had a young man. He was a Catholic, Roman Catholic. He came for a meeting. Okay? And in the meeting, there were fairy walks. You know what I mean by fairy walks? There were demonstrations of the spirit around the meeting. So he came and met me. He had an affliction in his head. He used to hear a sound of something as if the thing was eating in his skull, eating his brain. He'd be hearing crank, crank, crank in his head. And then he met me. When he met me, I laid my hands on him. I said, in the name of Jesus, be free. This thing, stop. In the name of Jesus. He didn't fall under the power. When I finished, I know it was Roman Catholic. When I finished talking, they made the sound of the cross. And then he wanted to start. I said, no, you can complete it. You can complete it. So he completed the sign of the cross. So he looked at me. I said, that's it. He said, sir, but see other people here. I said, no. Even if it does not happen to you, the most important thing here is the utterance, Hayabaya, is the utterance of the mighty. It has been spoken. That's the most important thing. Go. God knows what to do. Look, this fire will pursue everything that comes. It will pursue everything that's held you bound. Any altar, any word that has been militating against you, anything that you yourself have put your hands into before now, the fire of judgment consumes them in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, oh God, to whom judgment belongs. Oh God, to whom judgment belongs. Show thyself. God is showing himself strong on your behalf tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. That young man left the meeting that evening with his books. He was staying off campus. He was living, walking, and then he started staggering. As he was staggering, then his books fell. And then in the middle, thank God that his people that knew him were around. In the middle of the road, he fell under the power. So they carried him and carried his books and took him to his house and left him there. And then he woke up the next day and said, where am I? When he woke up, he knew that something was different about him. That sound in his head had disappeared. Because the strangers have faded away, afraid out of their close places. They say, oh man of God, come down. And you too, you are coming down. Elijah did not come down. His word met them down there. How are you coming down? You are coming down with fear, with depression, with despair. I'm seeing somebody, you have left your life to just go sailing, coasting, because you are tired. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I supply strength to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I give hope to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I release the comfort of the Spirit to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I declare healing over you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord of the breaks has risen for you.
Amen.
The Lord of the breaks has risen for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And number three. 2 Kings chapter 2, when it was time for the prophets to go up to heaven. This is the third fire. The first fire is the fire, consuming fire, the fire of approval. The second is the fire of judgment. This third one is the chariots of fire, lifting power. When it was time to go up, it was with Elisha going from place to place, Bethel, Gilgal, Jordan. And then 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11, the Bible says that chariots of fire parted the two of them. And Elijah went up with a wild wind. That means that everybody saw him going up with a wild wind. It was Elisha that knew that he didn't go up with just ordinary wild wind. He went up with chariots of fire.
Hallelujah.
Is Elisha that knew. And that is why when he went off, the sons of the prophet said, it is possible that the wind of the spirit has dropped him on one of the mountains. Because all they saw was whirlwind. Elijah said, there's no need going to look for him. They said, let us release a search party. Let us go and look for him. He might be on one of the mountains. Elisha said, there is no need going to look for him. Because he knew what he saw. What does this mean? Because there are people in this season that God is causing them to rise up like a wild wind. Rising up like a wild wind is that things change suddenly for you. Suddenly. You have entered into the suddenlies of God. Rising up like a wild wind means things change suddenly. People see things changing suddenly. But in reality, it is angelic activity that makes things change suddenly. And if you see through scriptures, the people that had this kind of manifestation, it was angelic activity. Mordecai, Joseph, Daniel, it was angelic activity. Because the things that have to do for success, there are so many working paths.
Yes,
that is not just about you alone.
Yes,
you might have your gift. Do you have opportunity to shine?
Mm.
You might have opportunity. Are you ready for that opportunity?
Yes, sir.
Joseph might have the gift. Is it the one that will give Pharaoh a dream in the night that will make Pharaoh to request his gift? It's only angelic activity that can do this. And for us to be lifted suddenly in life, it takes the chariots of fire. And there are enough of them.
Yes,
David said in Psalm 68, the chariots of God, the angels of God, they are 20,000. Yes, thousands of thousands. They are more than enough for you. And they are answering concerning your case in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In this year of breaking forth, we have seen so many people. So many people, we have seen them. So many people that have broken forth, and the break forth was angelic activity.
Amen.
This lifting power we talk about, there are angels assigned to lifting power.
Yes, sir.
Mm. And this message I'm talking about today, the Lord told me, he said, you remember that prophecy you gave in January about miracle fire?
Mm.
Miracle fire is actually an angel that has been assigned to the ministry.
Hallelujah.
It will do you good, get that prophecy, miracle fire. Because this is what you will see happening from this meeting. As this meeting is closing, miracle fire all over. It is what lifts people. Mm. It's what judges the devil concerning you. We have, one of our partners has been trying to do a PhD outside, applying. She said she did not get. And then we entered this year and she said, this is my year of breaking forth.
Amen.
And we have many testimonies like this.
Yes,
this is my year of breaking forth. She said that she got a university in the US. And she was, apprehensive. I said, let this not be the others. When they were interviewing her online, they were literally begging her. I said, please, so I hope you choose that university. Begging her to choose that university to come and do PhD. Why? It's the chariots of fire that lifts people up.
Yes.
They go up by the chariots of fire. Or else, the people that be going by wild wind, it will be as if something has happened to them, then they will drop somewhere else.
Mm.
You will see them on another mountain.
Mm.
You will see them in the valley. But when it's the chariots of fire, you are going up and never down.
Mm.
Let me tell you something about this. Elijah the Tishbite. Elijah means my God is Jehovah. Tishbite means captivity. It might mean many things, but in this context, that's what I'm saying. Elijah the Tishbite. That is, my God is Jehovah, but is in captivity. Elijah is not called the son of anybody. Elisha is called the son of Shaphat. Elisha means my God is salvation. Shaphat means he has been judged. That the son of he has been judged. It shows the difference between people that are believers, but they're in captivity. Okay? And then people that God is their salvation, but they know that evil has been judged concerning them. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 2 that as they were walking together, that the chariot of fire divided between the two of them. There are many people that the thing that divides you, that separates you from a believer that is suffering, and he loves the Lord though, is this chariot of fire I'm talking about. That the angels of God, are there not people that have sat down in the seat and they were sacked and disgraced? But they were believers, not talking. The places that you want to enter into, it takes angels to break into those places. Peter was seated with soldiers to his left and right. Soldiers guarding the dungeons. An angel broke into that place and brought him out. The Bible says as they went out, the doors opened of their own accord. One of our partners sent me a message. He's working in one of the, let me hide this, I think. He's working in one of the major oil companies in this country. Oil companies. Let me use that to conceal it. He was going for an interview. There are, in those kind of interviews, you have letters from people in high places.
Yes, sir.
He had God. He had God. He sent me a message. Words were spoken. Those words are not ordinary words. They are chariots carrying him to destiny. He sent me a message. Was it last week? He said, thank you, sir. It was hectic, but my name entered. I am one of the youngest directors ever in the history of this oil company.
Hallelujah.
One of the youngest directors ever in the history of this oil company. I declare to you in the name of Jesus, the chariots of God are carrying you up. When those chariots separated between Elijah and Elisha, the Bible says that when the king of Syria sent his army to arrest Elisha, it was those same chariots that had surrounded the life of Elisha. That means that they had come under the command of Elisha. I pray the blessing of the Lord upon you. I pray healing for your body. I pray strength for your heart. I pray healing and peace in your mind. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that every blessing of this meeting reach out to you. I pray and I declare that everything that has held you bound, every attack of the evil one, be broken right now. In the name of Jesus, may the chariots of fire carry you to your next level in your ministry, in your business, in your affairs. In the name of Jesus.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God breath ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.